Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wanting to speak to David. David Drummond?
He's out for the afternoon, I'm afraid.
Damn. I'm calling from Baltimore. Am I speaking to his assistant?
Not exactly.
Your colleague?
A colleague, yes.
Could you give me his home number? It is business, but not really Carmbeck Hydro business.
I see.
It's Kim Miller.
This is Fee Drummond. We met at your conference?
So we did. David's boss.
I don't think of it like that. You'd still like the number, would you?
Oh, sure.
Well, you got a pen handy? Uh-huh. Here it is. You know, you'll need the digits for Carnbeg.
Why did we come here?
Here? To Carnbeg? Well, I thought, there'd be lots for you to do. For us to do.
Has Mum been here?
To the Hydro? I don't know. Not with me, anyway.
She might come.
Well, she might. But not just now. This is for us, Ewan. You and me.
We go to the zoo. Have you been to the zoo?
Oh, not for many years.
We go to see films. On Saturday, we saw a film.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
About these little people inside a big proper house. They live beneath the floors.
Did you like that?
Mmm.
Did Mummy like it too?
It was Tony took me.
Tony? Oh.
I have to call him Tony.
Yes?
Because he's not my dad.
No. Ah, ponies. Pony club. Should we try that?
Go on a pony.
Ah, have you done that before?
No.
Would you like to?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
We don't need to.
I want to.
Good. Good. Come on, then.
Lynn, sorry you're out. Just to say we've got here. Everything's fine. Lots to do. Ewan's in good form. Telling me about Edinburgh, his birthday party, school, so on. You seem to be getting it pretty much right, it seems. But you always said you would, didn't you? We'll speak later. Bye.
End of final message.
Pat? Pat?
Sorry?
What is it?
Oh, nothing.
I saw you looking. I thought you must have seen someone.
It's just being back again. At the Hydro. Palm Court.
You wanted to come?
Yes, I know I did.
Has it changed?
Yes and no. The decor, yes. Everything's brighter. But the height of the rooms. The warmers. The atmosphere.
What age were you when you came?
Teens. All through my teens, really. It was a bit of a marriage market in those days. There were matchmakers, if you can believe it. Women, ladies who knew about the families and the suitability of this boy and that girl.
Were they right?
They were pretty accurate. That was the frightening thing.
So, if my parents had brought us as children, we could have met way back then. And saved ourselves a search into the bargain.
Perhaps we wouldn't have gone on.
Wouldn't have gone on?
Depending on what the matchmaker said. It doesn't matter.
Do you think they could have read dentistry for me in their tea leaves?
It wasn't tea leaves.
Anyway, it's history. Want a bit of the paper?
No, thanks.
You sure?
No, I can read it later.
I mean, is there someone...
Who?
I thought you were looking.
No. But I think I'll go upstairs now.
Fee?
Colin. I wasn't expecting to see
you. Not many more knuckle wraps on your door to go. When I'm ensconced at the palace, I can yodel across town to you from my crag.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a novelty.
Or I'll send you smoke signals.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure of this visit, Colin?
Oh, that's like when people say, with respect. It doesn't mean that at all.
Well, my mind was elsewhere.
You've given some thought to my going.
I have to accept the situation, don't I?
You'd have tried to keep me here?
I think you've made the choice you wanted, Colin.
Well, it's what I'm equipped for, Fee. What I was brought up to. Running the place, the whole caboodle.
What does your mother say? Does she know?
Well, mothers, bless them, just want their children to be happy. Well, David will be a bit happier too here.
It's an incidental matter to you, I'm sure.
Now, now, Fee, you're not going to dwell on things, are you? You're not miffed?
Oh, of course not. Why should I be?
It was glad news, then?
It solved certain matters for me.
I see. Well, I hope we're going to keep on civil terms.
It's an unusual setup, isn't it? You at the palace, me at the Hydra.
You're not going to send the children spying?
Yes. But I was leaving that to you first. They could be double agents, you see.
Yes, yes, very good. How's this going to work out, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've made the situation.
Well, I was going to say the same. You've brought it about.
Oh, I beg to disagree.
I thought you might. At one time, you would have seen my point of view.
Because I didn't really have the confidence for anything else.
Oh, is this the same woman I married?
I don't feel it is. I hope it isn't.
Well, I didn't call by to start a quarrel.
Which I have no intention of doing.
Next time.
Next time.
Shall we try yodeling instead?
Mm. Not for classier premises like mine. Smoke signals, I think, will do very well.
Ah, there's the pool. You like the swimming?
Yes, I quite like it.
You wanted to learn?
It's for my holidays.
Your holidays?
Next year.
Do you know where you're going?
Not yet, but it'll be right by the sea, Mum says.
Oh, something to look forward to then, isn't it?
I think he'll be coming too.
Who?
Tony.
Tony? Why would he be going?
Because he's Mum's friend.
And yours?
He takes me swimming when Mum has her exercise class.
Exercise classes now?
Tony takes me swimming and then we all have lunch.
Do you?
Sometimes he comes for supper.
Mm-hmm.
And stays.
Aha.
David, you got the message from Baltimore?
Oh, yes, thanks. Sorry.
Oh, no trouble.
Ah, I met Miss Murray walking her dog on the back road.
Things are fairly cool between your mother and Provost Murray. What's his sister saying to it?
Oh, apparently my mother had an introduction to Madeira. Didn't find herself there by chance.
An introduction? Who from?
O'Rourke. Of the...
Skene Palace. But I thought she couldn't abide him.
She took up with the Murrays before that to make things difficult for us after the buyout. That curse she put on the planning applications.
So why O'Rourke now?
Yes, well, O'Rourke's got himself some development money, Edinburgh Finance, and lo and behold, who's running the place for him but Colin Drummond, son of his old rival.
The two are connected.
Oh, yes.
Miss Murray told you this?
About my mother and O'Rourke cozying up in Madeira after my mother, I'm sure, fished for her invitation. But it confirms what I've been trying to wheedle out of Helen.
Helen? See, you find out what your mother's been getting up to from your ex-wife. Well, what about those visits back home you were making?
Well, not what you might have been thinking. Helen's hitched up with one of the new Edinburgh money men. Speculator, really.
Oh, nice. When did this happen?
Oh, she knew him before we split up. My mother seems to have got Helen on her side again, and well, there's a tie-up there that Helen, as is her wont, is being evasive with me. Charmingly, of course, unenlightening.
She organised the party for you, though, you're 40, yes?
Well, I think that may have been guilty conscience. It was ever so with Helen, I'm afraid, when she discovered my mother was using the miraculously revived Skene Palace to get her own back on the high room.
Does Colin know all this?
Well, bizarrely, maybe, I don't think so. But Helen said I wasn't to say anything to him. Well, he knows something, but firstly, they had to lure him over there across town.
Well, that can't be difficult.
He has the Drummond pride, too. He'd rather be running the Hydra than the palace. He'll discover it all in time.
And then?
Fireworks, possibly. Old O'Rourke's a tricky customer, all right. And even in Madeira, he's only going to be at the other end of a telephone line, fax away.
Skene Palace. Aptly named. Cat's cradle, isn't it?
Spider's web.
Oh, the strings pulled tight.
Ah, rose garden.
You did want to come, Pat.
Yes, yes, I did. I told you I did.
You haven't been saying much.
I'm a bit tired. The children, that's all.
You're sure?
Why are you so interested suddenly?
Suddenly? Can't I be?
What?
Interested.
Are you normally?
I thought I was. To know you're okay.
Why shouldn't I be? I'm usually the asker anyway.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, all this Highland air. Cue music.
Where's it coming from?
Oh, Moira said something about dancing on the notice board. Country dancing.
Of course.
Sorry?
Nothing.
You think she'll be going?
Who?
That old dame, over there, under the trees.
That's the Widow's Walk. That's what they always called it. Looks rather lonely, doesn't she? I wonder what her story is.
Story?
Everyone here's got one, haven't they?
Have they? I don't know why the children didn't want dinner with us.
Oh, we're far too dull for them.
Oh, thank you. That's very encouraging to hear.
I was always trying to escape from my parents. That's quite normal.
Oh, is it?
They're wrong, though.
What about?
About us being so dull.
You reckon so?
In our heads, I mean. Inside where it matters to ourselves. The private places.
What?
Let's go see about ordering dinner, shall we?
Laura, it's Fee. Do you have those last two conference files? I don't want to read them from the screen. Oh, David has them. Whereabouts? Oh, no, I'm in his office just now. It's all right. I'll have a look, see if they're anywhere visible. Thanks. Where, oh, where? Oh, here they are. What's this? Baltimore Confidential, Maryland Tours, Kimberly L. Miller, President. Kim.
Fee?
Oh, David, sorry, I was just looking for these two conference files.
Yes, I had them out.
Yes, I've got them. A brochure I see, too. Baltimore looks... It's very tempting.
Yes.
An American holiday?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, yes, Lynn, we're okay. Yeah, Mion's fine. No, he likes it. There's lots to... Well, I thought it'd be something special for him. For us both. An adventure playground, ponies, putting, pool. He said he wants to swim. Well, yes, I'll be careful. Of course I'll be careful. It's all right, yes. Have you got plans? No, I was just wondering. Yes, he's asleep. Next time, yeah, yes, I will. He can tell you himself. Right, take care of yourself. Bye. Bye.
You keep looking at that couple.
Do I?
Do I recognise them?
No, you wouldn't.
Do you?
Ask me later.
Well, she's far too ya-ya to be giving her time to me.
Takes all types.
Excuse me, Mr. Bell? Mrs. Bell?
Yes, it does.
I can show you the other room now. If you care to follow me?
Bell. The name ringing one. Muffled peal, even.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's merry hell inside my head.
Dad, don't you want to read your books?
What's that?
Your books in the house.
Oh, those. Oh, haven't picked them up yet.
Have you read them all?
Not all of them, no. I'll collect them, arrange something with your mother.
But then I won't be able to look at them. The ones with buildings.
Well, I'll leave them then. Leave them for you.
Will you show me some of your buildings?
Yes. I didn't know you were...
Have you done a swimming pool?
Designed one.
A building?
No, not yet.
I think I'd like to make buildings.
Would you?
I like drawing them. Buildings and streets and things. In pencil, though, so I can rub them out and change them. When Mum's talking to Tony, I do my buildings.
Do they help you, Mum and...
No. They're just my buildings. I've got my drawing book, if you want to see.
Well, here.
It's in my backpack. You can help me, if you want to.
Damn.
David! Hi. I've got
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, let me guess.
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Fee.
Me again.
It's Kim.
Yeah, hello, Kim.
No prizes for working out why I'm calling.
Didn't you manage on that home number?
Oh, yes. But I was only getting a message, and his mobile's on answer log.
David's at a meeting.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We keep him busy.
Good, good.
Well, I'm glad you approve.
Well, David's an ideas man. I like that. Just needs the right outlets, I guess.
He's very experienced at hotels. Family connection, I mean.
The Brits are suspicious of ideas, no?
Not all of us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm expecting him back shortly.
That's okay. Is that like half an hour shortly?
An hour, maybe.
As you say, he's kept busy.
Yes.
It was hard to catch guys. I guess I'll just have to wait my turn.
Can I, give him a message?
No. I appreciate that, but I'll try again later.
Well, whatever you wish.
Good to speak to you, Fee.
Yes, and to you, Kimberly.
Gordon! Gordon, wait for me, will you?
It's her again. Couldn't not hear her, could he? A voice like that.
That's just how she speaks.
Unless it's an affectation.
She's always spoken like that.
Well, you do know who she is.
Oh.
Well, tell me.
It's all right.
I'm not going anywhere. We're on holiday, aren't we?
Long ago, I used to dance at the Cayleys they got up here. For the young folk, as they called us. She arrived one year. Later on. She couldn't skip step.
Was that a terrible crime?
What? No. Of course not. But,
But? You didn't hate her or something?
She was different. She didn't fit in. The family were from Surrey. How they talked. She had a sharp face. All angles.
How did that go down?
Oh, with Georgina, they were all like moths round a candle, drawn to the flame.
And she couldn't dance?
Not the Cayley stuff. But in her case, it didn't matter.
Who's her husband?
Oh, just someone.
You recognise him too?
Only the name.
He doesn't look much like a dancer.
No?
Was he?
He's got very neat feet. Musical feet.
Just like mine. Well, I'm sure they deserve each other.
Right. I'll be in goal. You take the ball and try shooting it at me. Here you go.
Why didn't you come to Edinburgh?
Well, it's my job, you see. Your kick now. Have to be in Aberdeen.
But don't you want to come?
Oh, yes, I want to come.
I missed.
Right, try again.
Are you too busy at your work?
I'm busy, yes.
Oh.
Maybe, if I try harder, do you think?
You'll come to Edinburgh, then?
I'll have to check first.
Why do you have to do that?
Go on, shoot again.
Okay.
Oh, great save. Just,
Why do you have to?
Have to what?
Check first.
Well, your mother says you've got your friends. You kept pretty busy yourself. Swimming, tennis, violin.
Football.
Oh, of course. What else?
That's all.
That's a lot. Yeah, have another go.
Don't you want to come?
Well, that's not the reason. Good goodness, Ewan. You've so much on your plate. Do you think I could get fitted in?
It's my birthday soon.
I know it is.
Mum says we're having a party.
Mm. Go on, kick it again.
Yes!
Good, well done.
Was that a real goal?
Of course it was. Now, back to you again.
I've got it. I'll go a bit further back this time.
Okay. A party, you said?
For my birthday. You could come to that, couldn't you?
Well, your friends will be there. Mum will be inviting them, a list of people.
She could invite you.
Yes.
But what if she forgets?
I'll ask her.
Ask?
Ask your mother.
Who will you?
We'll see. We'll see what she says, but it's up to her.
Not up to you.
Fee, can I have a word with you?
Yes.
Somewhere quieter.
Of course. What's it about?
Well, something a bit more personal, I suppose.
Not Helen?
No. Helen's let me know she controls her own life now, and ex-husband is kept well out of the picture.
Why do I have a premonition what this is about?
My thoughts are getting so easy to read.
Baltimore. Hmm? It is, isn't it? About Baltimore.
Can you fetch my book from the car, too? Put it with the swimming things.
Okay.
I'll wait here.
She's got him well trained.
Yes, she has.
They must see something in each arm.
She knew exactly what she was doing. Her kind always do. She had the advantage over us of Surrey. That voice, her manner. All she had to do with Gordon was reel him in.
Gordon?
I told you. I remember the name.
I can see him chasing a rugby ball on Saturday afternoon. Chasing a few drinks, too. Not tripping the gay Gordons.
You weren't there. We danced lots of other things. Strathspeys, reels, jigs. I knew all the tunes. The Machine Without Horses, Maxwell's Rant, Miss Nancy Frowns.
What?
Rakes of Glasgow, Madge Wildfire, Deal Among the Tailors, Sugar Candy.
Come on! First couple! That's you two, Patricia and Gordon. Set and cast off! One place, pass each other on the left shoulder, then round first corners on the right. On the right, follow Patricia and Gordon, they'll show you how. Three hands round.
Ah, Ewan.
What are you doing?
Oh, just reading my newspaper. You've made a friend, have you? That little girl.
No, you're just talking.
About anything in particular?
The old woman we saw, she says she might be a witch.
A witch? Why?
Because she's always under the trees. There's mistletoe too, but no rowan tree.
What?
People put a rowan tree outside their back door to frighten witches away.
But you said there wasn't a rowan tree.
No, so maybe she's a witch, you see?
Not really.
She draws lines on the ground with the toes of her shoes.
Your friend?
The old woman.
Well, your friend's got a very vivid imagination, I'll
say that.
She's
not my friend, Dad.
Fine, Ewan, she's not your friend.
She said she might be laying spells.
Who?
The old woman.
Really? Look, I'm sorry, Ewan. This will be someone at work. I better answer. Hello?
At work, now.
Look, just a sec. Yes, I know. Just a couple of minutes. Please?
All right, Dad.
3 minutes at the outside.
They seem to want me.
In Baltimore?
That's the headquarters, yes. Based there. There's several affiliated hotels.
Is it a good offer?
Pretty good.
Better than we can tempt you with.
It's not really comparing like with like.
I'll get your salary hiked up.
That's not what it's about.
No.
My experience, they say, it's where I can be most useful because of having worked in a resort
hotel. But I need you here, David. You know that, don't you? Oh, well, maybe I haven't made that clear enough. I don't think I have. I'm sorry. And now with Colin at the Skene Palace...
The timing isn't of the best.
Aye. I see why you might want to cut loose, but you're the one who knows the Hydro best. You're the link now between the past and our future.
I need to think about it.
Yes, and you have to get a proper offer from the Hydro. That's managing director talk, isn't it? Look, as your sister-in-law...
And friend. Good friend.
I hope so. Although I shouldn't expect that to influence your decision. I'm just saying I would miss not having you here.
Yes.
I'd miss you very much. There, I'm saying it now. You've been... very stalwart. With your own family, most of all.
Oh, I had to be stood up to.
Well, you saw that. It can't have been easy.
And with Helen switching loyalties.
What on earth am I going to do without you?
Ewan! Ewan! Where are you? Ewan!
Ewan, you're called.
Yes.
And I'm called Miss Marshall.
Miss Marshall.
When I was small, I used to keep away from this place. Just the name of it, The Widow's Walk. It looked much the same even then. The pine trees, the pine needles on the soft loam, and the smell. Can you smell it? The time when people's feet walk on the needles, like a long, shady tunnel. It's only a name, of course, but I could never separate the name from the place. And the women I used to see here in the Widow's Walk, they always looked old to me. Or I thought they must be old to be widows.
Can you make spells?
Spells? Oh, I used to think I could. What do you want a spell for, Ewan?
So my dad will come to the party.
Oh, I see.
What sort of spells did you do?
Want to do? I had a best friend. A girl of my own age. She got engaged. I didn't want her to get engaged. I tried to spoil it.
Spoil it? How?
Oh, just so she wouldn't get engaged. But she did. Her father didn't care for me very much. He took her away. He didn't want her to see me again.
But the spell, was it a real spell?
Rosemary could receive my thoughts. I was sure she could. All that long distance away. I sat here, just like those widows. I was bereft.
What does that mean?
It means you've lost something.
Your best friend?
Yeah. My best friend, yes. I never had a friend like her again. If you wish hard enough, Ewan, if the person is very close to you, not close like we're sitting here, but near to you in your thoughts,
Ewan!
They'll know somehow.
Ewan!
White magic. It can't do any harm.
Ewan! Ewan!
It might even save your sanity.
Ewan! Here you are.
Dear Gordon, you won't remember me, or maybe you do. I'm not a sentimental person or nostalgic, particularly. But when you know a place well and return, your mind can suddenly go traveling back. It only takes a sound. A tune will always do it. Or a smell. A feeling. The change of temperature on your skin. And your spirited back. No. Start again. Dear Gordon.
You know what you want for the Hydra.
Another star. 4 stars.
You turned 3 black to 3 red.
Well, then this is the next stage. I don't want the Hydra to end up keeping just as it is, so we're treading water. We should be aiming always just beyond ourselves, beyond what's comfortably in our grasp. That's what I've learned. I wouldn't have got this far without you, David. I want you to have new opportunities. Get you to travel for us, because that's what you're good at, selling. There's the golf site to get right here with Colin gone. We need to be several steps ahead of the Skene Palace.
Colin knows some of our plans.
Some of them, but we can rejig them. Oh, David, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
It's funny, Ewan. I've never told anyone these things.
About your friend?
About my friend. No one except you.
I think I have to go now.
Thank you, Miss Marshall.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure.
Dear Gordon, you won't remember me. It's a very long time ago. I was 16, I think. You would have been, I think, 17. A single year counted for a great deal back then. It's long ago, that time. What set me thinking? I happened to hear the dance band rehearsing.
Bert, you all right?
Yes. Why shouldn't I be?
I was wondering where you'd got to.
I said we'd meet outside.
Croquet green.
Yes.
I'd better make sure I get some mallets. We'll divide up into teams. Play the best of three rounds.
If that's what you want, Alan.
What are you doing?
Checking on my supply of notepaper.
No one actually writes letters nowadays, do they?
No, I think it's still done by a few.
Right. Better get down and nab those mallets.
Yes, you do that. Where was I? Well, the band rehearsing for tonight. My husband doesn't dance. And I haven't danced for many years. Well, not properly. In my youth, it was my saving grace. I used to be Patricia McMinn. We two danced together at the Hydro Cayleys. I wonder if you remember. I knew you played rugby. Sporty boys were supposed to have two left feet and dance like policemen. But you could skip step with the very best. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
Three hands round. Gordon, face up. Patricia, face down. Set to one another. Link hands, three quarters turn to face
front. There she is.
Where?
Outside, through the window.
Well, Miss Marshall doesn't look much like a witch to me.
She says you can make spells.
Spells? Look, I'm swimming across to the steps. You coming?
In a minute.
You don't get witches going out by daylight anyway. Well, they wouldn't have their magic with them, I'm pretty sure. What were you talking about, eh? Ewan? Ewan, are you there?
Dad!
Ewan! Hang on!
Dad! Dad!
Dad, help me! Will you?
Keep back, I'm coming in.
Ewan, keep your head up. Up, keep your head up.
I've got him too.
Ewan.
He's all right.
You're okay, Ewan. Did you hear me?
Right, sir. I'll help you out.
Dad?
It's okay, Ewan, it's okay. We've got you.
I've got them to call a doctor. He's upstairs, just to be sure.
Thanks, sir. Another few seconds.
Oh, it's just the shock.
Dad.
I thought you said you could swim.
A bit.
You said he was teaching you.
He's not very good at it.
No?
Not really. He talks to people.
I could have taught you.
You weren't there, though.
No.
If you taught me...
We were lucky.
Did you rescue me?
Can I help? You're looking for the postbox.
Postbox?
Your envelope.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Well, you're leaving it at reception.
Yes. Thank you for your help.
No trouble at all.
No. I can't. I'm sorry, Gordon. I'm sorry.
How is the wee boy?
The doctor's having another look. I'll have to phone his mother. I nearly lost him in there.
Nearly. But you didn't.
But what if... Well, you know, another few moments.
What if... Now you have been granted some grace. He needs you. You've proved what you can do for him. Build on this.
Yes. Yes, I shall. Look at the height of those trees. Fantastic.
Here. Have a souvenir.
A pine cone.
It has no value.
but it will remind you of this long day every time you pick it up.
Well, I'll remember. Thank you. I'd better be getting back now and check up.
You got him back.
And myself.
Don't either let go again.
Ah, here you are, Pat.
Here I am.
I thought you were in the Palm Court. You...
What?
You haven't been dancing.
Why should I have been dancing?
You look a bit red.
Highly coloured, we used to say. I never got like that when I used to dance.
So, where are you?
What?
Dancing.
I wondered if you would recognise me when we met in the Strathspey. Crossed hands, like the old days. But you didn't. Not even a flicker. Somewhere, the old Gordon Bell was in there. I found it was getting my breath back in the ladies' room. Standing before the mirror, I realised you wouldn't have recognised me either. They are the girl's eyes looking out of a 40-something woman's face. And the face is puffy. The colour of pastrami.
Weird what it does to normal-looking folk otherwise. Skipping round a room to the music. Pat.
What?
Pennyfallen. Your thoughts.
It's nothing.
No, it's not.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know. After all this time? Of course I know. I saw how you were with the music. You must have been quite something at your Cayley's.
I'm not sure about that.
The rugby player. It was him?
Yes.
You didn't think I'd noticed. Or could notice. Does that amaze you?
It pleases me.
I'm sorry I can't dance.
It doesn't matter. Really. What's that?
Guidebook for tomorrow.
Have you decided where to go yet?
No, you pick. Where you want us to go.
Right.
I think that's the first time you've laughed since we got here.
Is it? You noticed that too?
Oh, yes. Even dentists, Pat. Even me.
I'm sorry.
What for?
For having underestimated you.
Come on. The map. You tell us where.
Tomorrow, Fee. Let me think about it till tomorrow.
Won't you need more time than that?
I should be able to feel what's right. My instincts should tell me.
Well, I'll leave you to your instincts. Oh, what a perfect night. Mm. So clear. I'm not sleepy now. I never saw these stars when I lived in Glasgow. Do you see the stars in Baltimore?
Sounds as if it should be a song.
The bells.
What?
Bells in the square.
Midnight chimes.
Tomorrow's come.
Fee, look at me.
What?
Look at me. You're shivering.
Oh, I should have put a woolen on.
Oh, here, take my jacket.
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, thanks. It is late.
It's early. First seconds of a new day. A new day. Put all the past right.
And you're going away.
I'll never get Calm Beg out of my system. Whatever I do.
Well, this is tomorrow.
What?
You have to decide about what it is you're going to do.
Yeah. Yes, today. She's like a great big ship or something, isn't she?
The Hydra.
An ocean liner.
What are you doing?
Just like Titanic. Up on the prow, I'll hold your arms. Into the future. This was always the best time. When it gets quiet and calm.
Apart from the two of us.
V? You okay?
The best time, you said.
Yes.
And quiet and calm.
Yes.
But you're going away.
V, don't turn away. Look at me.
I can't.
What is it?
Oh, everything. It's for a few moments there. The sky, stars. Standing here. It was perfect.
Make it stay that way.
What?
Perfect.
How?
Come to me.
No.
Please. No,
we haven't thought this
out. Never mind that.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's what we want.
Everything is going to change.
Not this.
But if you're not going to believe...
Fee, let me hold you.
Oh, David, if we give in now...
This is how it should always have been.
Fee. Oh, David, don't leave me. Colin!
Am I interrupting?
What are you doing here?
Oh, David, is it?
Always could pick your moment, couldn't you?
Oh, this keeps it in the family, doesn't it?
Colin, just leave us, will you?
Nice and cozy.
Watch what you're saying.
Or what?
Go, will you?
What's that you've been drinking? Got yourself stocked up with your malts at the palace, have you?
It's coming along. I'll get it as I want it. It'll be the best hotel roundabout. I've got plans. I think we all have plans, don't we?
None of your damn business. Fee's life or mine.
Well, that depends.
Depends nothing. Not on you.
If you're about to leave us, David, run off.
Oh, I'm not running off.
Oh, so I've misunderstood. You're staying, are you?
Well, if I'm going, I won't be running anywhere.
And if you stay in Calmbeg, what would your reason for staying be, I wonder?
Let's leave him.
You're going to know what she says. What she commands.
I'm warning you, Colin.
Oh, well, in that case.
Is that an apology?
Or an accusation?
An accusation? Think you might have done something wrong, little brother? Something you shouldn't?
I've wanted to do this for years.
Oh, and what would that be?
David! What is it? Oh!
Can't you see why, V? Look at me. Can you really not see why?